John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Dusty Slay is a comedian from, way down south. And as a matter of fact, he's got a couple of great albums out called Son of a Ditch and Making That Fudge. I got to ask more questions about Making That Fudge. They're available through Amazon.com and DustySlay.com. Good morning, Dusty.
Good morning. We're having a good time.
Are we?
We are. I like to tell people that we're having a good time. I don't like to ask, you know?
Okay. Now, where are you originally from?
I'm from Alabama. I grew up in Alabama. Grew up in a trailer park, which wasn't that fun, so I'm not sure why they call it a park, you know? I mean, there wasn't no rides in there, no water slides. We had, like, an occasional slip and slide or like, an old tarp with some Dawn detergent on it, you know? We put our slip and slide over a tree root one time because we was going to jump it, and that's not how that works. I hit that tree root, I just got up and got a job, you know?
As a guy who is from Alabama, was your first time out of the state becoming a comic and going out on the road?
Well, me and my family used to vacation wherever my uncle was working. My uncle worked at hotels, so whatever hotel he worked at, we'd go on vacation. So We went to Gatlinburg a lot. I had a lot of Airbus t-shirts with my name on it, you know? Had a lot of t-shirts with wolves on it growing up, you know? My mom thought I'd look good in a wolf t-shirt. She was like, the more wolves, the better. Put them all over that thing. Maybe put a little moon on there. Give that wolf something to howl at.
Dusty, we have a guy that we work with who has a wolf shirt that he wears constantly. I think he has a tiger shirt also.
Yeah, I had a tiger shirt too. Yeah.
You need a dream catcher as well. That's mandatory.
Oh, yeah, you got to have that around your rearview mirror of your car.
Yes. Yes.
But do you end up spending a lot of time on the road now?
Yeah, I'm on the road all the time. I'm in hotels all the time. I don't always get the best hotels. I was in this hotel recently, and they had a sign inside the room. Inside the hotel room, it said, not responsible for stolen items. So I took some stuff, you know. I was like, I'm not responsible either. I don't even work here, you know. I've been needing a lamp with some plugs on it.
Now, did you plan on going into comedy? Did you have any jobs before this? I mean, was there something you wanted to be when you grew up?
Well, to be honest, I've never had a goal. I don't even know that I have one now. I just kind of go along. I used to sell pesticides. I was a pesticide salesman. I sold to Lowe's and Home Depot. And people would come in there and they would ask weird questions. You know, they'd be like, I'm looking for something organic. I'd like to kill the insects but not harm the environment. I'm like, well, how about a shoe? You know? Because I'm selling pesticides. So.
Just inhale some.
Thinking about pesticides brings up flashbacks, you know? I get choked up.
Was your family okay with you going into comedy? What did they think about you being a comic?
My family's happy that I'm doing anything. My parents got divorced when I was two. Then there was a custody battle, and my mom lost, so I had to go live with her. And so the comedy started from there. You know, because growing up, we were poor, but not real poor. We just didn't have everything, you know? Like, I never got ice cream growing up. My mom used to just pour milk into a bowl. Then she'd call me into the room and go, well, you're too late.
I might have to use that.
Yeah.
That's good.
We never had the tooth fairy growing up. We had the opposite of the tooth fairy. We just had a guy that would come in, steal your money, and leave teeth, you know?
Are you a drinker?
Well, I am a drinker, but I had to quit drinking because I used to black out all the time, you know? And nothing good ever happens when you black out, you know? No one's ever like, man, you blacked out last night, but I appreciate you helping with those taxes. I mean, I drank all kinds of stuff. I drank gas one time, you know, not on purpose. I was trying to get out of a lawnmower, put it into four-wheeler so I could go ride. You know, so. Yeah, I'd never done that. I drank the gas, and then I freaked out, but I ended up just... I drank a bunch of water and ended up throwing up all this gas, and then I was fine. But I burped up gas for like 2 weeks. I had to quit smoking. I was going to light myself on fire. You know?
Well, Dusty Slay, if you want to check him out, he's got a podcast. We're having a good time. That's available through iTunes. And, of course, his two albums, Son of a Ditch and Making That Fudge. I still got questions about that title there, Dusty.
Well, I was in this bank one day, and I saw this lady talking to the teller, and she said, lately, I've been making that fudge, right? And I thought, because we were in a bank, I thought that was new slang for making money, you know, like making that bread, yeah. making that cheese. But if we'd have been in a doctor's office, I would have thought something completely different.
Well, son of a ditch and making that fudge is available through DustySlay.com or Amazon.com. Dusty, thank you so much. It was great to meet you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm pumped to be here.
Yeah, and it's nice to know that somebody can have this accent and not be a cable person.
That's right. I never installed cable.
Have yourself a great day.
All right, you too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.